Among the many people monitoring the terror attacks in Mumbai were American police departments. They, after all, would be the ones who would have to respond if a similar attack occurred in the U.S. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the attacks in India are making law enforcement officials rethink their plans.
The one question everyone seems to be asking in the aftermath of the Mumbai attacks is whether it could happen here. And even 7 years after 9/11, the truth is, American cities are still vulnerable.
We never say never in terms of any terrorist scenario.
Paul Brown is deputy commissioner at the New York Police Department. The NYPD is at the leading edge of efforts to combat terrorism. Brown says the department has been running exercises for the past 6 years that anticipate most of the things that happen in Mumbai. Even so, such an attack could still happen in New York.
You can't prevent this type of attack.
Major Reed Sawyer is the director of the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point.
These are, 10 individuals with small arms and a bunch of grenades that have killed, nearly a couple hundred people and certainly wounded a large amount more. And this is why, that at its base, that terrorism is so dangerous and really grips us at the very basic psychological level, the fear that it creates.
If such an attack can't be prevented, the question for police is what they have to do if and when it does happen. That's exactly what police were discussing yesterday at the FBI Training Center in Quantico, Virginia. Miami Police Chief John Timoney was at the meeting. He said officials focused, among other things, on the sheer scope of the Mumbai attacks.
Mumbai, all told, you talk about anywhere from 10 to a dozen separate locations over a four-day period. That's something we've not seen, and it's something we need to kind of factor in.
Consider the way the terrorists used hostages. The terrorists never intended to use them to exact demands from the authorities. Instead, they were pawns for media attention. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University.
The purpose of seizing hostages is not as a negotiating tool or bargaining chip, but to use them to prolong a terrorist incident, to keep a terrorist incident in the news for days at the time as opposed to a briefer period.
Law enforcement officials also said last week's attacks would have been difficult to fight because the terrorists were on the move, something known in law enforcement parlance as an active shooter. Traditionally, when there's a shooter, police cordon off an area and then call in a SWAT team. But those traditional methods don't work if there are multiple shooters who don't stay in one place. John Timoney, the Miami police chief, said Mumbai is reminiscent of the 1999 Columbine High School shootings.
When you look at the issue in India, it's almost Columbine redo, except at a grander scale and at multiple locations. Police departments learned a lot of lessons from Columbine, and it required us to go back to the drawing board and rethink how we approach hostage-taking situations, especially when there is live fire.
Georgetown's Hoffman says the Mumbai attacks have police officials all over the world rethinking their terrorism strategies.
They've all questioned whether their police forces, either here or overseas, would have done as well. They may have been able to resolve it more quickly. It may not have dragged out over 3 days, but at least the initial responses to multiple incidents had many people shaking their heads and wondering, just how well other cities, even cities with very highly trained police forces, would have fared.
Hoffman expects to see more of these kinds of attacks. He worries that these low-tech operations could become a new template for terrorists. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.